Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on interviewing skills. My name is Tracy Sinclair. Objectives. This podcast will provide you with the information you need so that you can develop the skills of good selection interviewing, drawing up a person specification, creating competence statements, listening, questioning, note-taking, and building rapport. The objectives of this podcast are to help you to plan and prepare for a selection interview, interview and select potential employees with greater confidence, and control the interview using both open, closed, and probing questions to gain the information in order to make a decision. Introduction. Let's start by you giving some thought as to your answer to a couple of questions. Write down some of your initial thoughts. What is the purpose of a selection interview? What are the benefits of good selection interviewing? Purpose and benefits. The purpose of the selection interview is to create a two-way flow of communication so that both parties are clear and confident about the suitability of the person for the position and vice versa. The interview is not intended to interrogate the candidate to see if they are good enough for the job. The candidate should also be interviewing the company to see if the job is right for them. It is the responsibility of the interviewer to create an environment that is conducive to this two-way flow, so that everyone can have the best opportunity of reaching the right conclusions. Many recruitment decisions have gone horribly wrong because either the person or the job has been upsold excessively, and so an unrealistic picture is gained. It is important to work through the selection process carefully and thoroughly in order to optimise your decision making. Getting recruitment decisions right give rise to many benefits, including good investment of time and money, fast payback on recruitment costs, and finding someone who thrives in their position and adds value to the organisation quickly. The selection interview must also comply with certain aspects of current employment law, details of which can be obtained from an HR specialist. The role of the interviewer. Take a few minutes to consider and perhaps make a note of what role the interviewer plays in the selection and interview process. This should include looking at both the tasks they undertake and the responsibilities they have. 8 steps to effective interviewing. An effective interview can be achieved by following 8 simple steps. 1. Considering a triangular approach to testing and assessing. 2. Developing a person specification. 3. Developing some competence statements. 4. Evaluating the CVs. 5. Preparing some interview questions. 6. Planning the interview. 7. Conducting the interview. And 8. Reflecting and deciding.